advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
So it's funny.
Funny haha or?
No, like funny bullshit. Ironic. Funny, like okay. Motherfucker. Anytime you plan something, mm-hmm. like so yesterday's Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. I know we're recording off on a weird day.
Odd day.
But I was like, okay, I don't have anything going on tonight. And I don't normally go to jiu-jitsu on Wednesday. But because I haven't been able to go, I was like, you know what? I'm going to jiu-jitsu tonight. This is in the morning.
Right. Yesterday, though.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Morning. Literally, 10 minutes later, my daughter's mom texts me. And is like, hey, so-and-so said they were going to take Reese to her pizza party tonight, but they can't. If I give you some money, can you take her? I was like, what time is it? 6. I was like, you fucking kidding me.
No, man. My whole week was like that. I had plans of like, I have a couple extra projects and some other stuff I'm trying to work on. And at the shop, I'm super distracted, man. Like my friends, like love my friends, but my fucking friends come by like clockwork. Like it's like they're tagging hands on the way out. Like one calls the other to say like, hey, I'm gonna show up right when you leave, bro.
Right.
And like they fucking cross paths. So I'll have like 4 or 5 people come to fucking work. Meanwhile, I'm trying to work and trying to facilitate fucking shipping packages for the podcast or whatever the fuck I got going on. Like my real job too. And I just can't get anything done. So this week I was going to go work in Alan's office so that I'm just off the fucking map. No one can touch. Yeah. So I was going to do that. Every single fucking day, something happened. Well, like Monday, I shipped like 20 packages and it really took all day. But then Tuesday, like wife dropped it like, hey, both kids had doctors and dentist appointments. I didn't get back to work till like 3:30 after everything was fucking done. And I was like, that day is fucking gone. It's just like every single day, bullshit just keeps happening to keep me from it, man.
So same thing today.
And then today I had to study all day for the shows. And then
I got shit. Well, and so like, and that was the same thing today. You guys are like, hey, we can record on Thursday. I'm like, I'm cool with Thursday. I wanted to go to jiu-jitsu, but you're like, oh, you could just go after the shows. We'll start.
Right.
Cool. And I'm like, all right. So I get off work. And then right after we make those plans, again, my daughter's mom, open houses tonight for Reese. What time are you going to take her? And I'm not one of those parents that's not going to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, I'm going to put everything else aside and I'm going to go to my kids, whatever they got going on. And so I'm like, okay, well, podcast, record the podcast still. And then
instead of jiu-jitsu, now
I can't go to jiu-jitsu fucking again.
Right.
And I'm starting to get agitated and break shit. You know, like if I could just go home and break shit, I'll be okay. And then, so I got that. And I'm like, I don't even want to say I'm going to go tomorrow because it'll probably be closed some shit. Like fucking like, or Saturday or Sunday. Like I was like, I'm just never going to go again. Like, I don't know what's happening. But every time I'm planning to go, do something for myself.
If you get your old job back, can we do noon jitsu?
Yeah. Well, maybe. I mean, I have to do stuff, but.
My daughter's trying to get me to do noon jitsu in summer, but it doesn't even exist anymore. But I was like, well. If I get Brad, maybe I could get like some of those dudes, Jason and stuff, to start showing up again. We could like get.
Yeah, and days that I don't have anything going on.
Yeah, ninjutsu going on. Doesn't seem like I have time anymore, though.
I was
thinking back.
Crazy, dude. I don't understand.
We used to do that in the middle of the fucking day. Like, I would just take off for 2 hours.
11:30 to 1.
Yeah. Yep. Sweaty as fuck. Just show back up to work. Sometimes I went home, took a shower, and came back to work. Yeah. And it was like, it didn't affect anything. But for some reason, I feel like. No, it's picking up kids from school in the middle of it. I would be gone all day if I did that.
I don't know. Yeah, so I'm just like, man, I'm really trying, and it's just not the world is not facilitating my jiu-jitsu experience.
Yeah, the universe dropped something every day this week.
So all of that is to say this is a bonus episode.
We had a real episode planned, but we just realized
we didn't. It's my fault.
My fault. Ultimately, I'm going out of town this weekend. We're going to the cabin. So
I had something to do Sunday too. So we
tried to adjust for it. Yeah. Ultimately, it's Dave's fault because we could have recorded on Monday and he's got no time
for any other day.
Yeah. Or any days. So
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Come on, Dave. Adjust to our schedules when you're unaware of it.
Hey, fuck off.
Yeah.
Dave's getting to do what he got to do though. He didn't. That's the thing. Don't budge.
Yeah.
They've just said, fuck it. No, I have no time for you. This is the time for you. And now you don't have it. You could have just gone to jiu-jitsu.
Well, I have a major horrible fucking book deadline next week.
Yeah. That was quite the story you told upstairs.
Fucking
it's good though, man. That needs to happen. Well, that's not the book that's fun.
No,
it's
this fucking is a fucking textbook. Horrible book. This is a horrible textbook. I mean, it leads to
a horrible textbook.
Book.
You should buy this textbook. Yeah. Colleges, if you're a college out there and need a textbook, get this one. It's a horrible one.
Writing a textbook is horrible.
Right.
Writing fiction is amazing.
I imagine. Like,
but it's
reading
the same.
Reading a fucking textbook is horrible. Yes. I can imagine the boring.
What are you writing? Like you're referencing something in literature, like to say this style of writing or something? Or regurgitating MLA Brent, format?
Can you sit there and imagine the boring piece of shit that writes a textbook?
Yeah. This guy.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep.
Takes a lot of whiskey. You gonna move in down here?
Fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're referencing like MLA format and fucking stylistic fucking weird
grammar rules and essay structure and how to write a formal outline and
fuck off with that.
Yeah. It's awful thing.
You should do like English for homeboys and have the essay structure. Yeah.
Like, and the thing is like what's up, it's essay? The thing that makes it extra bad is it's my second textbook on essentially the same subject.
Yeah.
So it's like, I already wrote all this shit. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. How are you not just copy pasting and fucking?
Because it's a totally different book.
Yeah.
It's got a different audience designed for a different class, but it's like basically
the same shit.
The same content.
You gotta teach different people.
It's the same shit in a different bag.
Same shit in a different bag. Aimed for a different level.
That's what I'm trying to tell customers. Like, spend all their money on Microsoft Office fucking 2019. I'm like, why? You're fine. You got Office 2010 over here. Like periods and commas are still a fucking thing. Like, what are you doing? Like fancy indentations?
They did was make the layout harder to use.
There's more buttons and shit. I'm like, you don't have to do that. Keep using this. Actually, don't fucking buy it again. Use Open Office.
Use Open Office.
Or Google Docs. Don't buy this shit. But old people are so set in their ways.
Yeah.
They fucking got to have the latest and greatest. Did you see Adobe is suing people for using old? They're saying it's against the law to use Jesus old versions Christ. Of Adobe
Fuck
Photoshop.
Adobe.
Because they're not paying for their subscription stuff. Like, you bought that shit.
But exactly. Like
there's a lawsuit against them right now or something. If you try to use old Adobe.
I bought the shit.
Yeah.
My shit. It's not yours anymore. It's
like Ford coming after you because you're driving their old Mustang.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't buy the new one.
Fuck off.
You think there's some little like terminology in the fucking like user license agreement that says at some point in time that they retain ownership and you can't use it if they discontinue it?
I don't think
it probably calls out. They'll send some little update. It's going to fucking call out and turn on.
They did. Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I bought like through a professor program or whatever. I bought a Microsoft Office for fucking $19
student teacher one. Yeah.
Some shit. And like, it was like basically, and in the use, like it wasn't even in the like small print of the user agreement, like in buying it, it says you are aware that at any time Microsoft can lock this software down and you no longer have access to it.
Yeah.
Dave's the one guy that read the EULA. No one reads that fucking shit.
And it's like, you know, and I was like, well, fuck it. It still costs $20. And then actually I even talked to you about it and you were like, that's bullshit. They can't shut your fucking software down. You got the software.
Yeah, they can. Like, they can do it. I mean, they can do anything they want, really. Right. I mean, they could shut your windows down.
Right.
You know, they could fucking shut your key out. Yeah. Fucking you're done.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, Apple technically does it. They don't get you in trouble for using old shit. They just make it obsolete and you can't you can't upgrade anymore. Your computer's done. So all the new software coming out for all the new shit, your computer's not good enough for it. Now you got to buy a new one.
And I pretty much have to use Microsoft Word as a writer because you have to use that software as to deal with publishers.
Yeah.
Because there's just too many editing things and fucking thought bubbles and fucking all these features that you use to
a very
edit and
specific
get feedback.
Yeah, crowd, it's required. But for 90% of people, they use Open Office. Yeah.
People ask me if they can get away with something else. I'm like, by all fucking means, do it. Yeah. Like, you know.
There's defaults in Open Office. This is a really exciting fucking entertainment we're doing here.
Yeah.
That you can just have it. It's under load save options and you can make it save just like it's Microsoft. That shit's free and you go under there, change it. Yep. If you make a spreadsheet, it saves it as XLS. If you make a fucking PowerPoint, it saves it for PPT.
Yep.
Like it's all just default. Yeah. I'm just trying to save people and keep the man down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Taking it back away from Microsoft, you sons of bitches.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what LA Guteco. I had something to say about them, actually. They're delicious. Yeah. Well, we need to mention them, but I'm doing this like a old fucking box prize. Like I started rummaging through shit and we have a bunch of weird old stock, like things when we did limited t-shirts, not allowed to sell those anymore, but like we had spares or extras.
There weren't very many. I mean,
yeah. So I have some odd sizes in some things. So for example, this week we're doing I had two small sweatshirts. It's not the hoodie. It's a weird pullover sweatshirt that we did that had just the SK logo on
it. That's a hoodie.
Yeah. It's not the zip up hoodie. It's a pullover. Yeah.
That's a zip up sweater.
Okay. Well, we called it the hoodie.
A hoodie is a pullover.
Well, then we fucked up a long time ago and I'm wrong because of that. But anyway,
I call it a Cosby.
Yeah. So we're giving away a couple Cosbys. Cosby, they're smalls.
Cosby doesn't have a hood. You guys are fucking up.
And what we didn't pick a winner yet, but Elliot Kateko is going to pick the winner. So basically make an impression on their Instagram. What I said to do was go like every post they ever did on Instagram. Apparently, if you machine gun like, some algorithm stops you from being able to like, it'll fucking shut you down and you can't like for a day.
You must wait 7 minutes before your next
some shit like that. But thank you to those who have participated. You made Elliot Kateko happy. I received messages that said there were like hundreds of likes in 3 minutes. What was going on over here? But they seem happy with your guys' engagement. So we're going to give away those sweatshirts pretty quick. And then I have a bunch of stuff. Like, I think I actually have like a couple UFO shirts from back in the day.
Oh, damn.
I have some surf shirts. There's just some weird shit that we had left over because we had ordered extra sizes just in case there was a mistake, but then we weren't allowed to sell them. You know what I mean? So there'll be oddball sizes. So you can't complain when I ask who's a 3X and it's catered to the audience.
Right.
You could try to win that shit for a night shirt if you want. I don't care.
Exactly.
I'm just letting you know that's the only size I have on that prize. But I found wood burned keychains that we had done, they didn't come out quite right. So we didn't go with it. But I have like a fucking whole envelope full of those things. I probably have 50 of those. So I've been throwing those in a couple of prize packs when they're going out too. So I'm digging through that old stock and giving away weird stuff we had left over. Someone got a mouse pad a while back. Like I had just weird shit that we had, buttons we had for a little while. Found a Tesla pigeon laser where we made the package and it actually looked like a Tesla laser. It's really just a dollar store laser. Mm-hmm. But it's Sofa King branded, so it makes it cool. So keep your eye out for that shit and keep participating. It's cool of you to do so. It helps us out.
So I recently watched the movie The Accountant.
That's a good movie. Yeah, that's actually really good. I watched that.
That surprised the fucking shit out of me.
And I think that's a true story or something.
There's
fucking
no
weird.
Way. That's too
I think
fucking...
so. I think it's based on a true story. I think so.
There's no way. That's too crazy.
I think it says it in the beginning. I could be wrong, but I think that there was some shit where there was like, it was, and when they say based on a true story, it's usually pretty fucking loose.
Yeah, pretty loose.
Yeah, they fucking like, well, there was a guy who killed someone. It was an assassin and an accountant or something. Because he was just genius, right? Was a thing. And then he did.
He was like a.
He was autistic.
I don't know. He's like autistic. And
it's
he's
one where he writes on the glass and a bunch of shit, right? Yeah. I remember it. I remember liking that.
That was a good movie. Yeah. It was called The Accountant.
The Accountant, That one snuck up on me the same way that Kingsman
that's a good
snuck
movie,
up on me. Like I had never, because I hadn't heard anything about either of them. Like I knew Kingsman was a spy movie. I knew The Accountant was maybe something like a spy movie or something. And I watched it and I was like, God damn, this is fucking dope. Same thing like with Kingsman. I watched it and I was like midway, like the church scene. I won't say much about it if you haven't seen the movie.
People die though.
But when the church scene happened and it ended, I just had to hit pause. And I was like, how has no one, because it had been out for like a year.
Yeah.
I was like, how has no one in the past year said, oh my God, you have to fucking watch Kingsman.
I haven't seen it.
It's fucking dope.
Bad marketing.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Like
it. It's
probably.
Like, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Have you seen Game Night?
No, I haven't.
There you go.
We've talked about it, but I don't
sneak up on you too.
I need to see it.
But I got
Accountant snuck up on me. Like the two movies are in no way similar, but they were both like these understated. I just kind of watched it because I didn't have anything to watch, and I was like, oh god damn!
I got surprised by one. Like I'm not saying this is a great movie, but I wasn't as. What was the movie? Oh, like Aquaman. Fuck it. I hated that shit. No spoilers. I'll just say that. But I fucking wanted to leave. So if this says anything about Aquaman, my kid was just like, I want to see Detective Pikachu. And I was just like, oh, fuck. I did not want to watch Detective Pikachu. It was pretty fucking good. I'm way better than Aquaman for fucking shit. I mean, I predicted
the Pokemon,
some shit, but it was pretty good. Like, I was like, this isn't
that's the
bad.
Pokemon one? The Pokemon franchise has got some good shit going on, man.
It was well done, and like it wasn't like corny and cheesy. Like, I was like, what are they going to do walking around with these little fucking Pokemons? Like, how are they going to... They did a good job. It was, I can't believe it. Like I would have never gone to the theater and watched that, but like my kids were like, I want to see it. So I was like, okay, fuck. I was like looking to see if there was something else. I was like, nah, just sit down and watch this movie with them.
Yeah. I play Pokemon. So I got the Pokemons on my, My pen.
My son was just like, they started singing some song or some shit. And he was just like, oh yes. Like so many weird little things. He's like, oh, they referenced that character. They did this. And I was like, wow, I didn't know my son knew that much about Pokemon. The
Pokemons, man.
Yeah. They're big. You're going to know about it.
They're big. Pokemons. I almost wanted a little stuffed Pokemons last night, but it fell out of the claws, fell out of my clutches. The fucking thing. I got it. It got all the way up. And as soon as it hit, it was like, fucking dropped it. And I was like, you son of a bitch. No, it wasn't a Pikachu. It was the one with the little turtle shell.
Squirtle. Blue.
There's a video on YouTube of some Asian kid at the fucking claw machine. And he does some fucking thing where he like swings it back and forth and hits it. And it shows it like swing, grab it. Cause it like moves down onto the thing. And he gets it, and when it drops out, he throws it to the side, and then the camera pans over, and he just has like fucking 15 things over there. I've like he's got some technique.
He's got the technique. He just you can't do it, though. Even if you watch him do it, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Because like, the one that I saw,
he's jackpotting that
shit. The one that I saw was a guy who was doing that, and he was like taking him out and like just tossing him to the side, and he had like a partner with like a big trash bag, and they were just loading up a trash bag full of them, and the camera was like on the machine, and then it panned to the guy working the machine, and then it panned wider to the guy with the trash bag, and then it panned wider to the manager like standing next to the guy with the trash bag. No, he wasn't even like, you son of a bitch. He was like, fucking go. Like he was like, this is ridiculous. Like he was just,
and those motherfuckers
watching.
Never heard of Alibaba Express where you can just order all those fucking for as much money as you pay. Yeah. I was at the Boulevard last night and they fucking had the Xbox One S or whatever, 66,000 tickets. And I calculated up. My daughters go around. They try and find like the what can you get the most tickets on? And I'm like, okay, well, this one I can claw down and get the $200 ticket roll.
Whack-a-mole is where
but
it's
then,
at, dude.
No, not there. Mm. Not there. That shit only gives like 20 tickets. And
I got 275 tickets on one Whack-A-Mole one time.
At the Boulevard?
I set some fucking record. No, that's on Whack-A-Mole.
It's different. This shit's different.
I mean, Whack-A-Mole is Whack-A-Mole.
No, every place is different though. Because they have a Whack-A-Mole there, but it gave us like nothing. Like so. But there's a basketball shooter. I was getting about 100 tickets a time.
So
I was like, okay, so if I can get 100 tickets every time I do this game, it costs 8 credits to get it, right? So I calculated out that Xbox at 66,000 tickets would have costed $2,200.
Jesus Christ.
And that was just a genius average,
right?
I was like, fuck.
That thing is going to be covered in dust. No one's ever. But the thing is, though, you got to have it in there because it gives them hope.
How about this? What do those Boulevard tickets say on them? Are they branded for Boulevard? Or are they just some tickets?
No, they're no tickets. You get a card.
Oh yeah,
and then they just go onto your card. So I mean, if you
some stripe swipe thing, you get in there and change a number.
I was in there for like 45 minutes, and we got 1,000 tickets.
That thing that we can encode, but the 1,000 tickets, our fucking thing. I bet we could hack that.
So we got 1,000 tickets, but it cost us $30.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like that's how I did the average. I was like, okay, so
if
I can get 1,000 tickets for $30, like, this thing's gonna cost like this much. Like my daughter's like, oh, look at that, it's 20,000 tickets. I'm like, that's like $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. You're already a tenth of the way to the Xbox.
$30. Yeah. It's $300 like, to fucking dollars, $400. Yeah.
You can go to fucking Kmart, put that.
I mean,
on
I understand
away.
Like if it was like 15,000, like because that way you would spend. At that $30, 1,000 tickets, you would spend, or whatever. Maybe they calculated out 20,000, 30,000 tickets, whatever. 66,000 tickets, though, at that. I was like, that's just, that's ridiculous.
Make it be $1,000 worth of tickets. You're still making a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
And someone might actually fucking win it.
Yeah, it's obtainable at that point. So it's half that. 33,000 tickets.
See, because then you would do the extra marketing thing and like have a fucking picture of the kid who won it. Like of those big prizes, put a picture of the kids who won. And then it's like, oh shit, that's actually a ticket.
Like
the same
casino.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. The casinos
always
casino
have pictures
that.
Are so bad.
Yeah.
They don't
horrible.
Like, can I have a second chance?
No.
Like it's the worst picture. Yeah, they're like, okay, we're done. Move on.
It's like, don't take, I won $27,000. Don't take a fucking picture of me.
It's the worst picture.
And then you got to pay taxes all that money.
What I was going to say is on the Whack-A-Mole, it might have been like some algorithm fluke thing because then every dad was in line behind me after that shit happened and nobody got it.
Yeah.
And they had scores close, but I fucking...
Yeah. No,
we know you're good at whacking.
Yeah, I'm good at Whack-A-Mole. I was using two hands. I was cheating though. I was like, pop.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah. My son was getting mad at that thing. He was trying to hit him and they're already... My daughter's over there hitting him before him. I'm like, hey, let him fucking do it. And she's like, oh, but he's missing. I'm like, yeah, he's 3.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, let him like try and like, it's actually a good reactionary thing for him. Yeah. Like, you know, like they see it and they got to hit it, you know, like I was like thinking like, man, that might be good to take the girls that are in softball that have like slow reaction skills in there to the fucking whack-a-mole.
There was some conspiracy about whack-a-mole. We talked about it on the show before too. It was that like after 700,000 games, the machine would just break because there was only one guy that knew how to fix the whack-a-mole machines. And so no one could figure out how to fix it. And you had to buy a new whack-a-mole machine that worked somewhere or something. There were like a couple grand. So some dude would show up and charge like $500 to fix a whack-a-mole machine. And it was like, bloop, bloop, reset. Because he made the whack-a-mole machine. He coded it in there that after so many rounds, it would just quit. So he'd have to come service it.
Yeah.
And then fix it. Sense. But then I think he got in trouble.
Makes a lot of sense.
A great whack-a-mole conspiracy.
Yeah, that is a great conspiracy.
Hmm. You got a time, Brad? I feel like you are.
I don't know. Yes. Yeah, I get
it. Yeah, you are. Yep. All right. Well, you can take a hot sauce.
Yeah. Well, we at least wanted to put this on wax so you guys had some bonus content, and then we'll be back with more topics next week.
Yeah.
The research is done. You guys like it.
Yeah.
All right. That being said, don't be a retard.
Fuck rap. Let's make a movie. Yeah. Got a chip on my shoulder, there's something to prove. Let my nuts hang like there's nothing to lose. Made my own path, now I'm stuck in these shoes. Claiming that you real, you got the burden of proof. Get inside the car, make the engine go vroom. Running with the animals, it felt like a zoo. Sweep off a feet, all I need is a broom. Bust the rhyme, shit, nigga, give me some room. Get inside the game, you end up bending the rules. First they sing your praise, then they switching the tune. Live with your decisions when you pick and you choose. If you really want it, then you gotta pursue. 100 miles an hour like I'm in hot pursuit. Keep the circle tight and we don't gotta recruit. Nobody with the ops coming out of the blue. Let a couple shots ring out at the moon. Biggie small shit, nigga, give me salute. I'm GQ, but I wasn't in juice. I'm number one, you can settle for two. Off night, still gotta produce. All war, no calling a truce. Head down, start lacing your boots. Hanging out the car like I'm wearing a noose. Killing shit, I've been sweating profuse. Trying to do what it do. Yeah. Cause we all in. Ain't no game that we won't win. Cause we all in. Ain't no games that we won't win. We all in. I said we all in. We all in. I said we all in.
We all in. Focus. The truth. That's we the ghost. Yeah. Cut me in and cut it the fuck out. We all in. Black tie, fair war, Dion in. Need the tax bracket, Leon in. Sold crack packs, but we all sin. All of us. Fuck with my niggas, then you gon' lose. Need a little work, I put you on two. Never been stuck, put you on glue. Never been sick, put you on flu. I don't wanna brag, I just wanna bag. In a Porsche, in a Jag. Fuck around and get tagged. Niggas violate your flag. Nigga, we all bang. Nigga, we all gang. Not red, not blue, nigga, we all green. Wanna talk money, nigga, we all slang. Wanna ride out, nigga, we all lanes. Wanna feel something, nigga, we all pain. Wanna hear something, nigga, we all flames. Talk to the plug, yeah, we all thin. See shit you don't see often. On the balcony, yeah, I see dolphins. Cause we all in, and we all win. Pray to the Lord, cause we all sing. Ghosts.
Cause we all in. Ain't no game that we won't win. Cause we all in. Ain't no games that we won't win. We all in. I said we all in. We all in. I said we all in.
Yeah.